with Vectis Radio. It's some Macca and Prickles here until 1, but we've kicked her out of the studio because we've had to make way for Josh and Dan, and they're from Island Facility Services. Now, I've been... Good morning, gentlemen, by the way.
Morning.
Good morning.
We've been... I've just been reading up on, you know, what you've done and so on and so forth, and I know you used to go to school together at Cowes.
That's right, yeah.
But years and years and years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago now, yeah.
And there you are. You're running a successful company now. I mean, that's... How wonderful is that? What a great local story that is. How did it all come about?
Well, I guess loosely, we kind of had the idea a number of years ago when we were younger. We started working together for a local property developer when we were about 17 as a Saturday job, and sort of loosely decided that I was going off into electrical work, electrical qualifications, and Dan was going into the general building industry. And we kind of loosely had a plan that at some point in the future we'd come back together and create a company offering both services. Since then, we've both gone off in our own directions and got our own specialities. I started another company which does electrical, mechanical and renewable works, solar renewable installations. And about 2 years ago, after speaking to some local schools about their requirements for an all-in-one maintenance company, due to the fact that the council were handing over a lot of their services, we decided the time was right to offer the service. So we launched the company and sort of everything's gone from there, really.
So 2 years you've been running it?
Yep.
And, what does it actually entail? What do you actually do?
It's kind of an all-in-one. So schools and commercial premises have a lot of legal requirements to meet a lot of things people know about, such as gas checks, electrical checks, but there's also a lot more involvement in things like Legionella checking, various sort of legal requirements companies have. On the island, there's always a shortage of really good tradespeople. There's sort of companies that are good at doing commercial gas, companies that are good at doing commercial electrical, but there's not really an all-in-one service. Or there wasn't. And basically, we saw the opportunity with... we already had in-house electrical, mechanical, commercial gas services in my other company, and we could see that by bringing in Dan's experience on building and growing a sort of reactive building team as well, we could offer a sort of one-stop shop for all the legal requirements at the same time as a reactive service for emergencies, and then pricing for project works. So it sort of went from there. We started off by taking on Christ the King College 2 years ago, on an all-in-one package. Dan actually joined when we had a large summer project there, not this summer just gone, but the summer before, where they needed to expand, convert a lot of areas into classrooms because they were growing as a school and doing very well. So Dan came on that summer to run the project, which involved sort of converting changing rooms into IT suites, converting a library into a couple of classrooms, putting in a mobile classroom, various other electrical and mechanical works around the building. So Dan came on then, and I'm sort of gone from strength to strength from there, really.
It sounds absolutely awesome, but it also sounds like there's a minefield of certificates and paperwork and stuff that you have.
There certainly is, and the joy of actually having both of us working together on this as well is quite often on certain projects and things like that, you have different tradesmen that get and step on each other's feet. Whereas where we're all singing from the same sheet, when there's like a mistake or a problem that happens, rather than pointing fingers and blaming, we actually work together to get over it, which makes our time a lot more productive. And then with the knowledge of the electrical mechanical on that side, and as well as the building, we can actually flow through a job quite well.
How brilliant. This sounds really, really good stuff. Because, as I say, there you are. You were started at school as friends, and there you are running a successful company. And what you've just described there is an ideal world, isn't it? Where people actually work together, don't point the finger, don't blame. You actually get, you pull together to get the job done.
Sure.
And I say that the actual problems that you must... What's the biggest problem you've got to overcome on a daily basis?
Well, there's lots of trades that have to work behind and in front of each other. For instance, even the finishers, from the plastering to the plasterboard, and with the electricians as such. So there's always issues of things being not in the quite right place and having to go back, and there's always issues on that, but as if you're working together as a team, then things just flow a lot quicker.
Well, that's perfect, isn't it? Perfect advice for anybody else out there starting a new company. So who wears the trousers in?
I don't know. I think we take responsibility for our own areas a bit. But me and Dan have known each other for a long time, so we know how to work together. And to be fair, he's probably one of the few people that I will genuinely listen to. if Dan says it's not right, then I will listen to what he says. But we tend to make decisions together mostly.
Well, that's excellent. I've not heard of such a lovely story. Because it started there and it's going there. Where's it going to go in the future? Where do you see it?
We've got a number of new services identified. There's actually, although we do all electrical, mechanical and building now, there's a few other very specialist services that are only done by one or two companies on the island, and they tend to be services that they're either a long lead time on getting them in. Things like asbestos is a key one, where Dan's just going to go off and do asbestos surveying course, and we'll look to go into asbestos removal. I know of a school recently that we do some work for, Summerfields Primary. They had a mainland contractors in doing some work on the kitchens through Hampshire Property Services, and in the middle of the summer holidays they found asbestos. When they took down the ceilings, they found asbestos, and because they couldn't get an asbestos removal company in quick enough, the school actually couldn't open its kitchen for 3 weeks into the term. If this is the exact example of how suddenly you need a specialist trade, and then you end up having to wait for them, and it slows the whole job up. By having that capability in house, if we were in that situation, we would have just been able to get our guys to get the asbestos out quickly and safely, but then it wouldn't have held the job up, and we'd have made sure that we got the school open for the beginning of term. So there's things like that, Legionella services, things like that. There's a lot of specialist services where they're not widely done on the island, and because we live on this small area, it can't sustain lots of companies doing these services. However, if we do it as part of our services and have our guys multi-skilled, so that some of our building guys are also qualified in asbestos removal, for example, then we've got the flexibility to provide that service and make sure it doesn't hold us up on a job.
How much of a kick in the teeth is when you started that sentence by really long sentence, by the way, by saying that, you know, a mainland company? How much of a kick in the teeth is that? Because there must be so much talent, so many good builders, you know, people like yourselves on the island, and you think, right, you're going to the mainland. I mean, you're going to pay through the nose because obviously they've got to, you know, pay their travel costs and so on and so forth. Is that kick in the teeth?
A little bit. It is something that I personally believe that more things should be done on the island by island companies. However, we weren't actually putting ourselves on the tender list for Hampshire work, so we didn't tender for that aspect of the work, which is something we are doing now. We've been very keen to get ourselves set up and in a position to grow from first. There's no point rushing into something and going off half-cocked, if you like. Yeah. So it's something we're doing now more, is putting ourselves on those tender lists and tendering for those jobs. I'm sure that there's island companies that did tender for it, but as with these kind of things, they've got to come down to best value. And if someone from the mainland can provide best value to a school, then with the budgets and the way they are now, they have to go for that, don't they?
They do. And I say, when it comes down to, you know, money these days, but obviously if people knew that, you know, you've got good service here, you've got people that know what they're doing here, then obviously they should go local. Because let's be honest, I would imagine you mentioned the asbestos issue. I mean, we know that the older the buildings, the more issues you're going to get. I mean, you're going to come across this on a daily, weekly basis, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Asbestos is actually one of those things that's in a lot more places than most people think. It's in most people's Artec ceilings, so there is a wide range of that sort of service. But it's definitely something that we can improve on, and we intend to, and we've got a plan to move forward and bring more of these services in-house. But it's like anything, you've got to do things in the right way and get yourself set up to do them properly. There's no point jumping in if you're not ready.
Okay, so where do you see yourselves at the moment? Are you employing, how many are you employing?
Around about 15 people.
Good grief, that's a lot.
Total, yeah.
So in just saying 5 years' time, where do you see yourselves?
We'd like to be much more widely known on the Isle of Wight. We don't just provide commercial services either. We've got a couple of building projects going on at the minute, and we want to move more in towards domestic building as well, where you involve the renewables from the other company, because that's something that's going to happen a lot more. But also to be looking after a lot more of the island's major premises, be a lot bigger, have a lot more services in-house, and then also potentially within 5 years be looking to take that service to the mainland and maybe bring some work back to the island from the mainland. Because from my experience and looking into it and a lot of research we've done on it, even the mainland, where you get facilities companies that offer these services, they're not actually that good at it. They're not looking at things like energy reduction, which is a massive thing for commercial premises now. So we think the model that we're going to grow here is definitely something we can replicate elsewhere in the future.
So I'm guessing you will be looking, if you haven't done it already, you've got youngsters coming on board, and you're teaching them what you know, and you know, the circle goes full circle.
Oh, massively so. Yeah, I'm hugely into apprenticeships. I always have been in my other company and this, and even when I was just an electrical contractor, I always had an apprentice. And I do believe that that's where the future lies. Also, we're very keen to cross-skill our engineers. So now that's something that's not really done very widely. So rather than just having a plumber that just does plumbing, you want them to be able to do gas, plumbing, maybe Legionella checks, potentially even air conditioning, so that you've got a facility, can have one guy turned up that kind of knows all of their systems and turns up once a month, does all the checks and goes away. So training is a massive part of our ethos, and we also support local work placements from the studio school. We have a couple of guys come in once a week to do a work placement from us, and I'm firmly believe that is the way forwards.
Brilliant. It's really refreshing that this kind of started out years and years ago. You've now, you know, put something down and you're laying the foundations for the future. But obviously, when it comes down to it, what are you, both around 30?
29, yeah.
29.
So 30 next year.
We're roughly, it's the beard that makes you look slightly older.
That's it, yeah.
Where do you go when, just say, for instance, you want to talk about something that maybe is a little bit old school that you need a little bit of knowledge about? Is there someone that you can call upon?
We work quite closely with a few other people, like architects and structural engineers. And obviously you're always keen on advice and things like that from most people, but you also find that a lot of the facilities you work for, generally the maintenance providers there, the maintenance managers there, you know, they've got a vast knowledge of the premises themselves. And also, you know, everything's a learning curve and there's always new materials coming through to deal with the old. But as for advice, you can find, you know, most things up on the internet that you don't know about.
Sure.
In honesty, yeah.
Okay, but you have got a lot of people that you can actually go to, because, you know, let's be honest, I mean, you know, there's a lot of old builders out there that will probably just be able to tell you, well, what's that material and what's the best way to do that? And I'm guessing it, you know, you know most of that anyway, but there's every now and again, I would imagine it
unfortunately, what you actually find is a lot of the older builders are stuck in their ways. And they're not willing to learn the new ways and things like that. But, you know, that's something that we're very keen on and bringing through, because the technologies these days are so efficient. And that's one thing that we're keen to bring in whenever we're doing a development or an upgrade or anything like that, is to actually bring in the newest materials that are the most efficient, so that it helps with the cost of the whole building in the future running of it.
Brilliant. It's great. It's really refreshing what I'm hearing. How can we find out more about you? Is there a website we can look at?
There is a website, yeah, www.islandfacilityservices.co.uk. We also have a showroom in the other company, Solar Renewable Installations, which is up on Dodner Park, 2-4 Dodner Park, Newport. And also there we have the offices for IFS at the back, so anyone's welcome to call us and make an appointment. We also come out and see people.
Brilliant.
We are doing a wide range of jobs at the minute. We had a job come in the other day just for a door, and an elderly gentleman had basically been pressure sold a double glazing door by one of the well-known window companies. And luckily Dan was there, they'd already arranged for Dan to come around a couple of hours later, and he explained to them the need for cooling off periods and so on and so forth, and they'd quite tried to massively overcharge on this door basically, and Dan managed to get them a better quote and give them some information on the 7-day cooling off period so they could get back out of a contract from a sort of heavy-handed salesman. So
fantastic. Oh, I really like what I'm hearing, and I wish you all the very best for the future, and used to know where this is all going to lead to. 15 this year, could be 20 next year, and so on. So good luck with that, and thanks for coming in and sharing all those details with us.
Yeah, you never know. Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you.